I'm always going to complain about how many takes it does to get the stupid freaking, what do you call it, episode under control, man. This is the 12th time. I had a perfect one recorded about three attempts ago. I mean, it was like a half hour long and then some audio issues because my stupid fucking air conditioner has to come on and I'm stupid and didn't fix my levels on my Zoom thing from when I was doing a vlog, and ugh, you can hear it in the background. So annoying. And it's only for like 5 minutes, right? But unfortunately, there's not a lot you can do with that. So I guess the main question you should be asking is, well, Chaz, why is your air conditioner coming on when it's almost fall? Well, because it's fucking hot. The earth is warmed up. Climate change is a thing. And this year has been awful in terms of heat. You know, sucks. And plus, I'm on the third floor of an apartment, which is like the top floor. So I get all the heat that rises up. My lizard loves it, I'm sure. I don't mind it. But here's the thing, you guys. My air conditioner doesn't come on until it reaches like 78 degrees. So, I mean, it's relatively high as if. I think everybody I know that I'm friends with keeps theirs at like 72 or 69 or, I don't know, you know, 69. But so annoying. It's just whatever. But you know what? Hey, how's it going? It's your boy Chaz A. Episode, bonus three episode. This is a bonus episode, so you know what that means. And if you don't, it's just going to be me giving you some updates. Very much up needed updates. Yeah. Episode three with me, your boy Chaz A. But it doesn't rhyme, so it's to be your boy Chaz E. And you know what? Nobody calls me Chazzy except family. Specifically my sister. Yeah, I think I'm under. What am I under on her phone? Chazzy Boo, I love you. Or something like that. Yeah, she used to call me Chazzy Boo growing up. But anyway. What's up, everybody? I'm excited that it is the fall, finally, despite the heat. I am looking forward to the fall. September 1st is the start of fall in this household. A lot of know-it-all buttheads will say, well, Chaz, it doesn't start till September 22nd. Well, you know, random person, go fuck yourself. It is September 1st in this household. And you know what I did to celebrate? I even got myself a pumpkin spice latte. I became a basic white bitch. Is that a thing? I think that's a thing, right? They used to call those Starbucks UGG-wearing girls basics. Basic white bitches? I don't know. But I did get myself a pumpkin spice latte. I have no shame in that. My body hated me. But you know what? Again, no shame. It was very good. Very delicious. I love the fall. It's very warm. All the colors are warm. Everything about it is just very comforting, I guess. Kind of poetic. You know, things are starting to die down. Starting to kind of go into a hibernation mode almost, right? Not completely. Trees aren't completely dead yet, but no, I don't know. What if humans have screwed up Earth so bad that trees vow to get their revenge against us? What happens then, you guys? You know, like what if they come out of their hibernating phases, you know, of winter, and instead of producing oxygen, they produce something that's even more sinister than oxygen. They're like, hey, we know you guys need oxygen, but you fucked us over. You took out the rainforest. You caused this crisis. What makes you think that you deserve this world more than us who give you life by giving you oxygen? You know, we could take that away just in one season. Can they even do that? Can trees stop producing oxygen? I'm going to look that up real quick. Trees stop. Oh, that's not what I wanted. Do trees stop producing oxygen? Well, guys, let's see. Once they lose their leaves, most aren't able to take in carbon dioxide from the air or produce any oxygen. These gases come in and out of a tree through tiny pores on its leaves called stomata. These gases are part of a process called photosynthesis. I fucking know that, dude. That's fourth grade. My question is, can they produce something else other than oxygen? Can trees produce something else than oxygen? What do trees produce besides oxygen? They produce sugars, which is then a byproduct of a chemical reaction. Oxygen is produced and released by... No. Well, it doesn't look like it, you guys. M. Night just had a sad thought. He's like, how can I make a sequel to The Happening? Make a movie about trees not producing oxygen. Science vehemently disagrees with that. But, you know, M. Night. Maybe you can make a sequel to The Happening by saying, what if oxygen is actually the thing killing people? Just kidding. I'll stop crapping on that movie. I'm sure it meant well, even though it's not that good. Hey, the more you know, you guys. Trees need oxygen. They produce oxygen. So, you know, hold on a second thought. That'd be crazy. If oxygen is the thing that's killing us, you know, like it takes 70 plus years to finally do its thing. And this whole time, scientists were like, well, let's look for another planet that has oxygen. But my question is, what if there's like a unknown element that will make mankind live forever? Kind of like the Philosopher's Stone. Yeah, Harry Potter. Yeah, maybe. Like, what if oxygen is the thing that makes our organs age? You know, no oxygen, no aging. Food for thought. I'm not wearing a tinfoil hat, by the way. I'm not even pushing that as a true theory. I don't need these fucking nut jobs on my ass being like, yeah, and that's a reason not to take the vaccine, because, you know, they're taking ivermectin. They're taking, today I just saw they're taking, what's it called? Something else, I don't know. Anyway, so we'll stop going on that tangent. Just a food for thought, you know, for those creative people. Like, what if oxygen is the thing that's killing us? Wild, you know? There is, was it a science fiction movie? I think it was Interstellar, where they age based on gravity, where, like, gravity, like, the gravity is the thing that, like, ages people or something like that, you know? So, like, they're on the planet for, like, 7 minutes, which would equal so many, like 20 years by the time they get back to that dude on the ship. And he's aged more than they are. But by the end of the movie, like, Matthew McConaughey sees his daughter, who's, like, you know, older than he is by, like, 70, 80 years almost. Wild. Food for thought, everybody. But, hey, anyway, let's go on with the updates. Sorry for that tangent. I have been posting on the social media pages for the podcast. I have finally uploaded all the video snippets, all the video clips. Most of them, I should say. There are two-ish, I think, I did not do, but it's because they weren't video. They were more audio, and I think that's kind of boring, personally, without adding more graphics to it. So, I skipped two, but anyway, I had to kind of up my game on posting these because a past guest was kind enough to let me know that, hey, you posted my episode, but I was on, like, almost a year ago. It's not posting the episode, but posting the video clip promoting their episode, you know. I was like, oh yeah, whatever. And then I was digging through some files on my hard drive, and sure enough, there's the confirmation that yes, it was indeed almost a year ago since that happened. So I kind of panicked, and I went through all the video clips, edited all of them, put them on my Google Drive, on my phone, scheduled stuff to they call a post on Facebook and all that. So that is what I have been doing. And also, I actually, on my Facebook, which is how I kind of network mostly with the guests and stuff, I created a new one just for, you know, purposes of promoting the podcast, videos, my work, photography, you know, like what... Just stuff, creative stuff, really, and use that profile as networking. So I had to delete a lot of people off my personal one, and re-add them to my new one. So I have yet to get any guests lined up, but that's actually a good, I think that's a good excuse as to why I haven't really had any episodes come up lately. But what'd you guys think of episode 50, the round table with Deuce and Jonathan and Lane? I love doing that. That was fun. It was nice catching up. And I have another idea. I'm thinking of having some writers on, some previous writers from the show, and do a roundtable of that. Because I'm pretty sure the process will be just a wee bit different. So, anyways, do you guys ever shave, guys, woman? I mean, this is mostly aimed towards the dudes, you know, shaving their face, but I guess it can apply to the woman. Do you ever get, like, really annoyed with facial hair, you know, and you just kind of say, fuck it, and trim really short, almost baby face status, you know? I recently did that. I usually do that maybe, like, once or twice a year anyway, but, like, my mustache hair just kept curling into my mouth. I got really freaking annoyed, so I full-on just shaved, you know? It wasn't a clean shave. I mean, it was, like, the closest shave you could do with, like, an electric razor, you know? There was, like, stubble already, but now it's growing back, and it's itchy. Always forget about the itchiness. And you know what? My mom makes fun of me when I do this. As does my other family, my sisters. Because, like I said, I have a baby face. And with COVID being here, you know, there's possibility of some weight gain that I have yet to acknowledge or that I have yet to fully see the full effects on the face without the facial hair. And so, yeah, they made fun of me. And I also have a butt chin that my mom thinks is really cute. And you know what? I actually agree. I used to hate it. It's not like really prominent, but you know, it's there. Definitely there. And she actually sent me a photo of one of my relatives on her side who has the butt chin. And it's on my grandpa's side, I think. I don't know. She's been going through some family photos and scanning stuff. But I think it's interesting. I think family history is interesting. Seeing exactly where things get stem from, you know, like genetically and stuff. So I guess the butt chin comes from that side. My dad's side has the melancholy eyes, which I actually got bullied for, by the way. And for those of you who don't know, melancholy is like the puppy dog eyes, you know, where they kind of look like puppy dog eyes. And when you have blue eyes like yours truly, it's just really endearing looking. But I actually got bullied for that in junior high, and people would like be kind of just dick bags about it, man. Kind of like hold down their eyes, like, why do your eyes look that, huh? You curly haired fuck. Oh, man. That's the thing, too. I forgot how much shit was said in junior high and high school that I thought was okay. But when you read back on like yearbook stuff and reading messages people left in your yearbook, you know, I mean, there's always hags, you know, have a great summer, or text me. Ha 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 ha. But the older I've gotten, the more I've recognized that high school and junior high were very toxic. And again, like, I'm not innocent in contributing to that toxicity at all, right? But a lot of the stuff that I found in my yearbook, because I recently was going through my yearbook, and like a lot of the messages were just left with like a lot of derogatory terms that are awful. And then I was okay with it for whatever reason, because I thought they were friends, right? It was just friends giving friends shit. But I mean, looking back on it now, man, I mean, it kind of, some of the stuff that was said, that's written in those yearbooks, I mean, it's kind of shitty, to say the least. And it got me to question, like, well, fuck, did I write equally shitty stuff in other people's yearbooks? Anyways, so going back to the shaved face, my face is itching. And but another thing that caused it was, and this goes back to genetics too, like the whole genes in the family. Okay, because like my dad's side of the family, they go gray and white super early. Like, I think my dad told me that he started going white, I believe, in his late 20s. And that's where I'm inching. And while I was in the shower, I looked in the mirror, because I have like a little, you know, shaving mirror in there. And my mustache is already blonde, as if like my facial hair has like a lot of blondness in it. And so I couldn't tell if it was blonde hair or if it was like stuck water stuck on the mustache to make it look white or gray, you know, but like it looked a lot of silver hairs in one area. And I was like, what? I had midlife crisis, you know, so it was just another reason to kind of like shave it all off and see what grows back. See if any white patches grow back. So if that happens, you know, I'm down for it, whatever. I'll embrace it. I'm not going to fight it. In the last bonus episode, I talked quite a bit about books I finished. And I think the book I finished last time was The House of Leaves by Mark Z. Danielewski. Still recommend it. I think people should read it. But I've also finished two books since then. I finished The Hobbit in 2 days. I take great pride in that. It's not a hard read, by the way. A lot of people think that is going to be hard because it's J.R.R. Tolkien and Lord of the Rings is supposedly a challenging read. I have yet to read them, so that's on my list. But I thought The Hobbit was a relatively easy read. But anyway, so after The Hobbit, I read Needful Things as well, a Stephen King book. Probably the only book of his that I did not like the ending so far. And I watched the movie thinking the ending would be better, but you know what? It was awful. Not gonna lie. I don't understand how studios give these movies studio money to be theatrically released, but still have it look like it's TV produced. It makes no fucking sense to me at all. But now I am reading Dune, Frank Herbert's Dune. And yes, it's because of the movie coming out October 22nd, and it's already having these premieres and these festivals and getting mostly rave reviews. There's some people, I think, who have a vendetta against our dear director, Denis Villeneuve, and I don't understand why, but I'm not going to question them. You do you, booze. Kind of just a little bit suspicious that you could write like a 1,500-word review in an hour. Kind of makes it seem premeditated and planned. Just a food for thought. Just kidding. I don't know. Anyways, so yes, I'm reading Dune. I have read or have listened to the audiobook twice. You know what? Just there's so much detail in the book that the audiobook doesn't really help me. I'm not an audiobook person. The only audiobooks I can do is when somebody's interviewing somebody else, you know? It's easier for me, but because it plays more like a podcast, whereas to have an audiobook that has an actual narrative story with all these descriptions and all that, like I need to soak in the words physically, because I really think the writer, the author, whoever, can convey so much more through the physical stuff. You know, they make him for people to actually read, not to listen to somebody reading it. So I've went out and bought the book. I bought Dune Messiah as well, the second book. Those are my list. And I also bought Lord of the Rings. That comes in like a one book thing. That's like over 1,000 pages. So like all three books are combined into one book. And I actually do have the third book, Return of the King, on my bookshelf that I got from a book fair from like 2005, when book fairs were a thing in elementary school. So, you know, it's just the thing. I need the physical stuff. So I'm halfway done with Dune right now, by the way. Highly recommend. It's very good. After I read this, I think I'm going to start reading Lord of the Rings, all three books. And then I will read, I don't know, maybe Dune Messiah. I'm not sure. My family has given me some books, or let me borrow some books. I should rephrase that. They let me borrow some books. And I always feel obligated to, you know, kind of read them first and give them back in a timely manner. Because like movies, I get annoyed when I don't get movies back. You know, when I let friends borrow movies or video games or books even, you know, I get kind of annoyed when I don't get it back in a timely manner. So I feel kind of obligated to get those out of the way first before I venture into my own realm of interests. But yeah, that's the books I've read, you guys. What do you guys prefer? Do you prefer audiobooks? Do you prefer actual novels? Like, even in class, I remember in junior high and high school when we would have to read these books from, like, you know, the textbooks of the school, and they had the CDs of the reader reading it to us so we could read along with the reader. I still ended up reading ahead because it was so slow, and I lost track of detail through the fucking voice. You know? So, I don't know. I really hope reading does not become like a dying art, like reading a physical book. Same thing with a script. When I get a script, I actually have to print it off. I like printing it off. I like having the physical paper that I could turn. When somebody sends me a script virtually, it makes it really hard to kind of follow. And it's just, I don't know. Ebooks are really weird for me too. You know, I mean, at least you're reading them. I guess that could be the counter argument, but I don't know. Are books becoming like DVDs and Blu-rays where it's just becoming more of a collector's item at this point, you know? It'd be weird. That's kind of weird to think about. But it's been good. It's been good getting back into books. Anyway, look, also what's new is I have been writing new stuff as well. I've been busy doing that, so I'm working on scripts, rewrites. I'm getting a good feeling from it, man. I really am. There's these times when I rewrite a script, like on the second draft, and I'm going through it, you know, and once I finish a scene, all of a sudden it will hit me that one of the characters does not want to be in that scene, right? They'll show another side of them, which I think is so fucking cool. And it makes the possibilities endless with how it can go, you know? I gotta get some water. Anyway, yeah, I think it's just cool. One of my scripts, for example, the second draft was not the best at all. Like, they never are. And, like, this whole middle half changed, right? I mean, like, it changed so much from the first draft into something else. And it got awful. Awful. Not feedback. The feedback was wonderful. It was just awful views, you know? Like, dude, this sucks. And it did. And it's just interesting because, like, 3-4 drafts later, all of a sudden it became its own thing again, but like it took elements from each of those drafts to make a whole situation into like what it really wanted to be, you know? And like the excitement that I got from writing that and exploring these characters and knowing which character is going to be where and creating these situations, you know, like, and living through the eyes of another character and having that be like what the audience sees. It's just, there's so much math kind of a feel to it that goes behind it where it feels so complicated and so surreal, but it's really cool. And it reminds me of why I love writing so much. So, that feeling is evoked on the second draft of this new project too. So, it has me grooving, man. Also, I have a new website. We'll wrap this up. But yes, I have a new website design at ccexistentialistartist.com. I have movie reviews up there, you guys. I got the latest review right now as of today's date is Malignant, James Wan's new movie that came out over the weekend. It's awesome. I would highly recommend it. I know not a lot of people are vibing with it. And I kind of blame the marketing for that, but that's the only way it could be marketed to really get people in the seats, you know. But just know that the third act is so fucking wild and fun. And I saw it twice already, and I still think about it. So I had so much fun with that movie. It took me by surprise. I also have some other reviews up there. So hey, check that out. I will be trying to write those weekly. And I think that's it, you guys. That's all I got. Oh, one more thing. This Friday at 8 p.m., Friday, which is, what day is that? The 18th? 17th? 17th. September 17th, 2021. If you are going to Fan X, the Gaggle of Geeks gang will be there. The network will be there, you know. Button Mashing, me, Patrick, the actual Gaggle Geek show. We are planning on being there for a Rock, Paper, Scissors event. So, if you're there, drop by, say hi. I am planning on going, but I am also playing it by ear, depending on how COVID looks. And today, September 13th, it did not look swell in terms of how many cases we had over the weekend. So, I don't know. Maybe if Governor Cox had some balls to do something, it'd be different. But anyway, that's the show, you guys. So there will be a new show in a couple weeks, another round table, hopefully. If not, there'll be another creative I'm excited to get to know. Thank you for sticking around, and we will see you on the next show.